Most of the ferry pilots are a little bit strange. Probably said about me also, just because it's a strange occupation, and you know, why are you doing this? You got to be half loony.
Now you've made over 300 crossings now?
Yeah.
About 300 crossings?
Well, yeah, a high 280s now.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you worry about?
Well, like they say, some people say you never worry about the oil. You can run out of oil before about anything else. Now, I always tank the airplanes well enough where you have plenty of gas. There's a couple considerations. First, Atlantic. Atlantic here, you don't have to put as much gas in. You always have a tailwind, or most normally have a tailwind. You get 40, 50 knots. Some people have taken a Seneca all the way across the Atlantic untanked. You know, 1,800 miles. Because some winds, you know, you have 100 knot tailwind at 10,000 feet, 12,000 feet. But you get the big winds in the wintertime when there's ice, and that's where a lot of people have had a lot of problems getting ice. When they say there's a lighter moderate rime here and you get near 195 out there, that stuff gets on you. And the weather can get pretty bad here. There's a fellow got killed here, Jim Bell got killed here 3 months ago coming in on the ILS on 1-1. In fact, I think his airplane's still over there in the hangar there. I was going to go over. So you got the Atlantic, you got the ice. That's, first, you go on the Atlantic, they say just put it on the big E on East and you got it made.